It's pirate radio, and it fills the airwaves with stuff you wouldn't normally hear. Les Patinas went to the Santa Cruz Underground for the story.
It's an on-air rebellion, an unlicensed radio station operating out of a tiny closet in a secret location.
Candidly, do poor people have just as much right to live as rich people?
Of course not, Sally.
Well, there you have it.
And we bring voices of people who are never heard. And we have actual homeless people in here on the mic. We go out and we go out and interview people under bridges, people that are digging through dumpsters. We go and bring you the stories that nobody would dare to play.
But wait, there's something written on it.
What does it say?
It says, screw the FCC.
Well, you probably wouldn't hear that on any local licensed radio station, but that, of course, is a big part of the point. Free Radio Santa Cruz has a huge potential audience that nobody else seems to be catering to.
And it's not any one group that's backing this. It's several different
It's basically a coalition of people that have come together from different groups and different walks of life and, you know, different areas. It's not any one group. Just mostly just activists.
Right on. Pirate radio station, you guys into that?
We're trying to bring a nonviolent message. We have a lot of different people represented, but we draw the line at hate mongers.
The folks at Free Radio Santa Cruz say they've got a lot of programming for an outfit that started out with $1,000 worth of equipment and enough space for a water heater.
The lesbian, gay, and transgender community.
But these on-air pirates say that makes their operation that much easier to move. And even if the government shuts them down, they say the free radio movement is just too big to stop.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3. Seizing the airwaves and giving voice to the voiceless.
In Santa Cruz, Les Patinas, KCBA News.
Well, a ray of hope for supporters of low-power radio today as the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, announces its plans to create thousands of new low-power FM stations, reversing two decades of policy opposing the licenses. Now, the move comes as the city of Santa Cruz, always a bastion of alternative causes, has gone on record in favor, City Hall did this, in favor of local pirate radio stations. Wes Sims has that story now from our Santa Cruz County newsroom. Wes?
Romney, I've been in broom closets that are bigger than the studio that houses Radio Free Santa Cruz. The station operates illegally in a secret location. It doesn't even cover the whole county. But the city of Santa Cruz seems to agree with the operators of the station that pirate radio does have something of value to offer.
And you are tuned to 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz, your not-for-profit, out-of-our-pocket radio station.
Two decades ago, the Federal Communications Commission stopped licensing FM radio stations operating with less than 100 watts of power. So stations like 96.3, which also likes to call itself Freak Radio, began springing up as pirates, operating in violation of federal law. There's a lot of alternative music on pirate radio, but disc jockeys like Skidmark Bob see their work as a public service.
There's a few programs that get played once a week. We like to air them over and over again so people get these ideas. You know, people like Mumia Abu-Jamal, who has been censored by NPR, and we get those commentaries and we air them, you know. Noam Chomsky, who's constantly censored in mainstream media.
Now, 96.3 has attracted the attention of the Santa Cruz City Council. Last night, newly elected council member Christopher Crone offered a resolution supporting Radio Free Santa Cruz. His comments were broadcast today.
I see a lot of benefits. I see this motion moving the FCC in some way if enough cities get together.
Councilman Mike Rotkin says he couldn't support Christopher Crone's original resolution because it would have endorsed something that's clearly illegal. But Rotkin would like to see the FCC change its mind about so-called pirate radio.
This pirate radio is a community radio station. I don't always agree with the stuff they talk about. They attack me a lot, but it's it's people speaking their mind. There's a diversity of views on the station and so forth. And I think the FCC should recognize these kinds of stations and give them licenses. They're not interfering with anybody else.
No, the FCC recognition looked unlikely until this afternoon when the announcement came out that the federal agency will announce tomorrow changes on new low-power stations, authorizing thousands of stations. That will affect schools, community groups, even freak radio, people who want to have this kind of these kinds of stations.
Right? And us, even more competition, right, Wes?
That's right. Competition is good for everybody. That's what we always say.
All right, Wes, thanks for the report.
Federal Communications Commission is trying to shut down a small Central Coast radio station.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.5.
That's a tiny 40-watt station. They're in a room in a house. They've been on the air since 1995, but they operate without a license from the FCC. The FCC warned them last month that volunteer operators should shut down. The small station turned to Santa Cruz City leaders, who are now asking the FCC to leave Radio Free Santa Cruz alone.
Oh, what could be more important, especially these days, than in trying to give people every opportunity to get information out to all of us, and especially as we notice that more and more and more mainstream media doesn't really give the whole story all the time.
Radio Free Santa Cruz has received warnings from the FCC over the past several years. The agency says that the operators have to produce a license or shut down. Aside from the media ownership issues we will hear about tonight, another topic will be licensing. We, of course, any broadcaster has to get a license to operate legally from the Federal Communications Commission.
Legally, I guess, is the term there. There is one Central Coast radio station that is not operating with an FCC license. Now, some call it pirate radio. Its operators call it Free Radio Santa Cruz, and it's been flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years now.
Yeah, Action News reporter Phil Gomez is live in our Santa Cruz newsroom. He's got an inside look at this controversial broadcaster in Santa Cruz County. Phil?
Yes, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 on your FM dial. It's been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
The People's Radio.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
The People's Radio. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi, you're on Free Radio with Robert.
These are a diverse group of voices in Santa Cruz. Virtual unknowns who sound off on a 35-watt radio station somewhere in their city.
Let's see what a Jefferson airplane we're doing back in 1967.
The station is what's known as a pirate, meaning unlicensed and unauthorized to broadcast.
The FCC is going to be in Monterey at the Monterey Conference Center.
Radio Free Santa Cruz has provided, as its operators claim, a voice for its community. George Cadman is in charge of programming for Radio Free Santa Cruz.
This is a community effort. It's a group of people who cares about the alternative news that we present and the alternative viewpoints that we present, the diversity of views.
Here, you'll hear stories these so-called radio pirates say don't make it into the 24-hour cable news cycle. Issues Bonnie Primbish of KUSP Radio says don't get debated by the radio and television pundits.
It seems to me that a lot of times pirate radio springs up because people within a community are frustrated that they're not hearing about the issues that are really important to them.
What's important to Radio Free Santa Cruz is information.
Our focus is on information and diversity of views and alternative information, and the community values that.
Ben Bekdikian, the former dean of UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism and media critic, wrote the Bible of media consolidation 21 years ago. In his groundbreaking book, The Media Monopoly, he tells Action News, pirate radio stations provide an information to its community, but he believes they're a threat to commercial stations.
Because if there are enough of them, they are, when you add the 35s to the thousands of small communities who now get no local radio, or TV, then it begins to mount up.
For the past 10 years, the station has survived without mandated programming lists, without top 10 management, or even paid advertising. And the voices continue to call in. The FCC has visited the station's latest undisclosed site, but Free Radio Santa Cruz remains on air. Dan and Aaron.
At least for now.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Really, pirate radio has a very rich history in this country, and up to this point, it's estimated there are anywhere between 350 to 1,000 pirate radio stations operating through the United States. They actually got the name. They used to actually put a radio station on a boat 3 miles off the coast and beam it in, but that has changed.